Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and this is Rhonda, and we are here today for Violet Flame Saturday. And what a topic we have to discuss today. This is going to be a really interesting show. In case you are not aware of what it means to go into the astral plane or deal with the astral, that's one of the things we're going to explain today. The astral is a more or less a veil of energy that surrounds our planet. It's really sort of the fourth dimension. A lot of people don't realize this, but it's the fourth dimension. The third being the physical dimension, and the fourth being this astral dimension where souls that have passed over pass into if they're not quite ready yet to move into heaven. And so the astral plane is a plane of intense energy, and it's a plane of illusion. So that when you go into it, a lot of times the people that are in this plane are under certain illusions about life, about God, about their experiences, their realities that they had when they were embodied on planet Earth. And there's usually a lot of confusion about this, a lot of misunderstandings in our life today. You know, we look around and there's so many illusions that we're under on a daily basis. Some of these illusions, for instance, happen within our family systems or our cultures. They happen in the school systems or in the colleges or in the politics, the government. And wherever we go, it's on TV, so many illusions. See, the illusion, for instance, that all there is to, you know, be born, go get be raised, learn how to walk or talk or whatever, and then go from there to experience high school, and then go from there into the college of your choice or perhaps a career path, a job, and try to move up the successful ladder, making money and surviving and getting through, you know, your life and just and maybe getting married, having kids, having a family, going into the military and going many different routes that we can make as adults. And then, you know, we come to the point at the end of our life where we get old and we die, or perhaps we die younger. But these illusions say that this is what life is all about and that's all there is to it. When in reality, none of this is true as far as the true reality that we are. Our true reality is that we are God-free beings. And no matter what we've stepped into, as Shakespeare said, these are roles that we play. So no matter what we've stepped into here, the true reality is who we are in God, in Christ, our true nature, and that we are here literally living this true reality, but based in the illusionary world. So the astral plane is composed of people and things that have to do with the illusions. The illusions of the world. It can also be described as the veil, that we have to go through the veil before we can get into true reality, into the higher dimensions. The veil is something that can be dense at times, kind of like a fogginess, or we can step through it easily. I know for me, whenever I step into the astral plane to visit it or to go to help someone who's trapped in it, I have to be careful that I don't get wrapped up in the illusions that I see around me, that I literally, it's like stepping into a play. You know how there have been a lot of things depicted and portrayed on TV about people who have jump gains and they can jump back to the past. And here they are, they know they're from the future, but they step back into this past experience. And it's a role they feel like they're playing when they step back into the past. Well, that's what it's like when we step into the astral plane. There's everybody around us experiencing this role, and it's a different role than what we're used to. They're perhaps experiencing the illusion that I'm part of a church that believes in a certain belief system. I've seen that happen before, that I've stepped down there and found someone in a church setting with a pastor, and the pastor is talking about a certain kind of a way of looking at God and Christ, and these people are all following this particular illusion, you see. And now in this sense, this pastor was leading them astray, and it was an illusion. And in other times, You know, it may be a different kind of illusion. There's many different kinds. I found atheists down there in atheistic communities where they all believe that this is all there is. And so when you get into the astral plane, it can be a trap, and you get stuck there. You get stuck in the illusions that took you there in the first place. Now, one of the things that the Tibetan Dhyani Buddhas help us to do when we pass out of embodiment and move to the other side, our illusions take us to different levels of the astral plane. And so the Tibetan Book of the Dead is set up to help a person who has passed over to transition upward into higher understandings, concepts, dimensions, into heaven, basically. Whereas if a person has certain illusions, those illusions take them into these denser realities, into the illusionary world. And the illusionary world is the astral plane. So clearing the astral is one of the most important things that we can do in our lives. We do want to clear it so that the illusions aren't there to influence people anymore, to take them off the path so that people can find their true reality and move into their true reality and not be stuck in these false illusions. And I know I meet people on a daily basis, and their whole thing is they spend all week working, and then Friday night they get their check and go cash it and go out to the local bar and whip it up for the night, and then, you know, wake up with a splitting headache the next morning and spend the weekend working on the house or the yard, and then get up Monday morning and go back to work. And this is what they spend their days doing. There's an illusion in this. There's a trap in this, because that's not what life is all about. There's much more to our lives than that sort of scenario. And so on and so forth. We can come up with thousands of these scenarios that take people literally into the path of illusion, into these fantasies of ours. And, of course, a fantasy is another way of describing illusions. There's tons of movies that have fantasies that are based on fantasies. These movies take us into the world of illusion. And in that world is a whole scenario of fantasy. Now, a lot of the fantasies are based on some of the legends of our planet, and they're also based on some truth. But again, all truth, all fantasy has some reality, and it has some basis in unreality. So what does it take to cut through and to see the truth of a reality? What does it take to get through the illusions? When you walk into the astral plane, when you actually access this plane, which we can do in our consciousness without yet passing over out of embodiment, when we access this plane, there's so much illusion there that unless we can see through it and remember what the truth is, then we're going to get stuck in it, and we're going to get stuck in that illusion. And I've occasionally caught myself getting stuck in an illusion. I caught myself getting stuck in someone's marriage. They were down there getting married, and I stepped into it. And I remember going, oh, this seems so real. And then when I woke up, it's like, oh, you know, that was just where I stepped into somebody's illusion in the astral plane. And so I stepped myself back out of it and quickly remove myself from the illusion on the outer so that I did not get stuck into it again. And when I have worked with clients in a therapeutic situation, I found many of my clients do travel in the astral as they sleep. They may travel there. They may get stuck there. They act out their desires, their lusts, their carnal mindedness. They act out their feelings that they have had in embodiment, their angers, their fears. On the astral, they may be angry with someone and acting out their desire to get back at that person. Or on the they may act out their guilt. They may be very guilty. And I saw someone sitting in mud, just enwrapped in a mud hole and enwrapped in this feeling of guilt and, oh, woe is me, how terrible, like what's happened to me. I found a very famous actor one time who had passed over stuck in a basement of a house where two other astral souls were keeping this person captive and stealing this person's life. So all of this happens and it happens quite frequently. So what I would like to do is call on some of our callers now this day and see who this is joining us. I'm right now unmuting, so if you're there, go ahead and speak up and let me know who you are. Hello.
Hello, this is Carice.
Hi, Carice. I thought that was probably you. Great to have you here. And will you be able to...
I was thankful to... my son just went into a Buddhist meditation center for 3 months, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him for this whole month, and it just happened to be now. That's why I'm late.
Oh, wonderful. And maybe you have some interesting thoughts you can expound upon this idea of illusion and what the illusions are all about. not that Buddhism is an illusion. There's certainly a lot of truth in that. So that's why we could expound upon that and come up with the truths that are involved, as well as perhaps anything that you feel maybe is not a truth there. But that's what we're discussing today, the astral plane and the illusions that can trap us, whether they're here in the world or on the astral when we pass over. And we also have another caller on the line. It says unknown. I think that's the Skype number. Who would you like to introduce yourself? Okay, so unknown is not talking.
Do they know to punch one?
You don't have to punch one.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
Hello? No, I just heard you. Who is this?
This is Carice. I just thought you have to punch
Carice.
One to get on.
Oh, no. You don't actually have to punch one. Okay, so I thought maybe this was Michael and Jewel calling in on Skype, but they haven't talked. So I'm not sure who this is. We have another caller, but evidently that's not Michael and Jewel. Michael and Jewel will be joining us in a few moments. So, okay, whoever's called in on Skype, they're not talking. So, okay. All right, so if you want to talk, go ahead and just push one to talk. All right, so I guess that wasn't him. And you can certainly hold on the line on a phone call without having to be called upon. It's difficult sometimes with Skype to know who's calling in and who isn't. Okay, so, right, Carice, maybe you can give your feelings for what the astral plane is.
Wow, that the whole discussion of illusion is I think, quite mystifying to all of us. How do we know what is and what is not? Because my kids would always say, Mom, you don't know, you know, and I would always speak from a heart of knowing, and maybe that was easy for me, but I think
well,
we all kind of create our own reality, so which is illusion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's perplexing to me, actually.
Yes, we do, and I think that when we look at it this way, I really believe there's one Christ timeline. I call it a Christ timeline because it's the timeline of the planet and the people on it that is really very narrow. It's a timeline that moves us forward in the divine destiny that this planet was originally created in. This Christ timeline is the beautiful destiny of the planet as it was meant to move all along through the world of form and eventually make its ascension back upward. And then as you add any individual person, any individual soul to the mix, what you've got is a person who can co-create with the creative essence that is God in us, because we have God in us. And so we immediately start to co-create a slightly different version of that timeline for ourselves. And so what
mm-hmm.
you have is you have all these millions of different timelines that are moving
yes.
off of the true path, where people start to get into this illusion or that illusion that's taken us off the true path. And then we slowly get away from it. And now you have this timeline that is not fully the true reality and that is moving us away from the truth. And here we are with these multiple timelines of people experiencing this reality versus that reality and recreating as we're growing. It's all about growing, of course, and experiencing our true natures. But obviously we're doing it slightly differently. My path is slightly different from yours, and of course they are. We're in two separate bodies, but yet at the same time we're one. So
yeah.
Here we are, all these little versions, sort of part of the one, and yet experiencing ourselves as separate.
And what I don't know what I see envisioning coming ahead. I see a dissolution of separateness with all that is, that as we move in towards a higher fourth, fifth dimensional world around us, as the third, I don't know, kind of drifts, to me it's almost like, I almost see it like a splitting off for those that can't handle a third, higher than a third dimensional life world view, that we're moving into a connection of the, I always call it, of the kingdoms of the plants and animals, the minerals, the Mother Earth herself, which is a living being, a connection that we've, I don't know if we've ever known it, that mankind has ever experienced it, but I feel that is part of our future.
So how would that be if we are going to experience that? What would your ideas be about how would that happen?
How it would happen or what it would look like? I don't
what
know.
Would it look like?
I keep on my visions of the future because I am kind of a visionary. I've been planning intentional communities for a dozen years and studying them because I see they're such a big part of the future. I always mainly feel the frequency of it, the vibration of joy and love and the togetherness. It's hard seeing concrete visual, but I see us as far as being feeling the oneness. Like right now I'm sitting out on the grass and seeing a bee coming by and just sitting next to me on my knee. Maybe perhaps feeling a telepathy. Creating an actual communication would be, I think that's the first beginning. And I feel like that's what's so incredible about having experienced Jewel the last month and hearing her and seeing her display the angelic language that, you know, heaven on earth is coming and it's all coming through us and within us.
Ah, so beautiful. Well, you know, truly that angelic language from Jewel is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, and I've been listening to part of her album. I haven't had a chance to listen to it all yet, and the music just infills your soul. It is so beautiful and so deep, I think is the word. It takes you deep within yourself to where resides that God flame within us. That's what I feel about it.
Yes, yes. I woke up in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock, which I don't normally do, and I looked at and found the email that had the link to it, and I listened to the Mother Mary song, and I put my hands over my heart and just felt this huge resonance of energy connecting with it, and it was just as I drifted off back to sleep, and it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Blessing.
Yeah, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the connection with the elementals and the animals and, you know, the trees. I run in the woods a lot and put my feet in a stream. And just that connection just gets more and more powerful.
Oh, somewhere
I'm sorry. You're all cut off.
Can you hear?
Okay. I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, there's a breeze blowing through your phone.
Oh,
so.
I heard you now.
Okay. So what I'd like to do, Michael and Jewel called in yet, and I think maybe they're having some problems with their system. That appeared to have been them with no sound that may have called in earlier. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and start with the booklet. And Therese, are you able to help at all with the booklet today?
Which one, what are we looking at?
We're looking at Clearing of the Astral Plane.
Uh-huh. So you're talking about the what got mailed today, this morning?
Yes. Right, the one that went out this morning.
Okay.
Violet Flame, for the clearing of the astral plane and purgatory.
Okay, I can start in 2 minutes.
Okay. All right, so this one, I'm going to go ahead and start with the opening invocation, and then we'll go from there. And the I Am Michael decree is the main decree for this particular service, and that's because Archangel Michael helps us to go into the astral plane and to clear it out. And one of the important things to know is as the planet is ascending, the astral plane can't go with it. It cannot go with it. It's going to have to stay, and it can't stay behind, basically. It's going to have to be clear, totally clear. So it's such an important action to get out there and clear this astral plane, get it out of there. And it can be cleared. It's not impossible to clear. As we slowly get attuned to the truth in our souls and the reality of who we really are, we'll stop creating new illusions. We'll be based on God reality, and so we can clear out the old stuff, and including some of the projections, astral projections that end up going into the astral plane. All of these things end up going in, and so it's very important just to get these things cleared out. So I'm going to start with the opening invocation on page 2, and then we'll go from there. Okay, this is page 2, opening invocation together. In the name of the light of God that never fails in every heart of the one on our planet, we call forth Archangel Michael, Master Moore, Elohim Hercules, Alpha, and billions of blue flame angels, and we invoke the blue flame will of God to protect us and encircle us with the blue flame as we go forth to these darker regions to free souls from their entrapments. Keep us sealed in truth and God reality, so that we do not get entrapped in their illusions and fantasies, and bring us back safely to the etheric planes of light when we are done with this work. We are so grateful and call forth your presence to assist us with this work. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and lead the first one of the I Am Michael decree together. In the name I am that I am, beloved Archangel Michael, mighty Hercules, beloved Zanello, Master Moore, Lord Maitreya, and angels of the blue lightning ray, holy Christ selves of all mankind, we decree for the protection of the plan of ascension now and all of its members and all those who are involved in the movement of ascending, and are cutting free from all discord of the light. And we decree for, in the name of the Lamb, beloved Archangel Michael, we call for you to go forth with your blue lightning flame, protect our families, our homes, our properties, protect now our countries and this entire planetary body, protect all the light bearers worldwide, protect our friends wherever they may be, and all those now who are on the plan of ascension. Keep us safe, encircle us with blue lightning flame, 1,000 feet thick in every direction around us, all around us, before, behind, to the right, to the left, above, below, and all around, and keep us safe. We decree together, as I now give this decree, I step into Archangel Michael's boots and willingly stand as him in embodiment, in physical manifestation in this world of form. Archangel Michael, come into me and be me in embodiment as I make this call. I am Michael, 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 here and everywhere, going forth to find out forces, finding them back to their sources. I am Michael, 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 standing in the flesh, defending life from Michael Myers, be gone entities of false desires. I am Michael, 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 before, behind, and all around. Blue flame shield covers my chest, defending me from the darkness best. I am Michael, Michael, Michael. I wield my laser blue flame sword. Binding now demons to death, your day is done. I am perfect health. I am Michael, 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 commending angels of brilliant blue, encircling me in a sapphire sea, protection's light surrounding me. I am Michael, Michael, Michael. I am binding now our doubt and fear. Entities of doubt and fear be gone. Michael's sword I blaze upon. And Carice, I'd like to call upon you to lead another one. And we also now, it looks like we do have Michael and Jewel on the line. So I'll also welcome them and then have them lead this one time through too as well. Michael and Jewel, are you there?
Yes, sorry. We've had technological issues today, but we are here. Is that Carice in the background? Did you want to lead this one, Carice?
I'm having trouble with my computer getting it downloaded. I can hardly read it on my little cell phone. So I'm waiting for it to download onto my computer.
But you have this decree book as well, if you have the decree book handy. But
yeah.
It's right near the front, a couple pages. I can leave this one, though.
Okay, and go ahead, Michael.
Okay, great. So we're going to leave this one here. See you there. I am Michael, here and everywhere, going forth to find dark forces, binding them back to their sources. I am Michael, standing in the flesh, defending life from mudhole mires, feet, and entities of both desires. I am
Michael.
Me is best. I am Michael. I wield my laser blue flame soul, binding now all demons of death. Your day is done. I am perfect health. I am Michael, commanding angels of brilliant blue, encircling me in a sapphire sea, protection light surrounding me. I am Michael. I am binding now all doubt and fear. Entities of doubt and fear, be gone, Lord Michael's sword I blaze upon. One more time. I am Michael, here and everywhere, going forth to find our forces, binding them back to their sources. I am Michael, standing in the flesh, defending life from mudhole mires, be gone, entities of false desires. I am Michael, before, behind, and all around. Blue flame shield covers my chest, defending me from the darkest death. I am Michael, I wield my laser blue flame sword, binding now all demons of death. Your day is done. I am perfect health. I am Michael, commanding angels of brilliant blue, encircling me in a sapphire sea, protection light surrounding me. I am Michael, I am binding now all doubt and fear. Entities of doubt and fear, be gone, Lord Michael's sword I blaze upon. Carice, for what?
Yeah.
You want to leave one?
This I'm Michael?
Yes.
How
yes.
many more are we doing? Would I do
it
three times?
That would be great if you could just leave one more.
Just one more? I am Michael, here and everywhere, going forth to find dark forces, binding them back to their sources. I am Michael, standing in the flesh, defending life from mudhole mires, begone entities of false desires. I am Michael, before, behind, and all around. Blue flame shield covers my chest, defending me from the darkest best. I am Michael, I wield my laser blue flame sword, binding now all demons of death. Your day is done. I am perfect health. I am Michael, commanding angels of brilliant blue, encircling me in a sapphire sea, protection's light surrounding me. I am Michael, I am binding now all doubt and fear. Entities of doubt and fear be gone. Michael's sword I blaze upon.
And then we'll
do we do the final?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. The final coda and sealing. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me now, take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me now, take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me now, take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me now, take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me now, take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. Archangel Michael, I am, step into me, now take the helm. And the sealing. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty, I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory's mine, thy hope divine. God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, Almighty I am, Almighty I am.
Almighty I am. That's we're now going to do a little meditation here. It's the Violet Flame song. This Violet Flame song is actually, there is a Violet Flame song called The Violet Flame by Lee Ellis. It's quite a neat song. Today we're going to be listening to new one from our new demo that we created in Portland. This is Jewel singing Invocate, I Am in One. And it's from the Jewel Creation demo. And we're gonna listen to this song here together in tune.
I am the one you want. I am the one you need. We all are one, walking hand in hand. I am the one you be. You are the one in me. Together we exist, never to be apart. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. We are all beings of violet fire. We are the purity God desires. I am, I am, I am, I am. We are, we are, we are all one. I am, I am, I am, I am. We are, we are, we are all one. He ya se, he ya mi ya, ya ya ma ya, Yeshua la ye ma, Yeshua la ma ra ye sa. Eto araia, I am, I am, Hese ya le maya, Shela, E ya maya, E ya maya, Esu la ya, I am, I am. I am, I am. We are, we are, we are all one. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. We all are beings of violet fire. We are the purity God desires. We all are beings of violet fire. We are the purity God desires. I am, I am, I am, I am. We are, we are, we are all one. We are, I am, we are, I.
So it is. We are all one. Thank you very much, Jewel. That's a beautiful recording. I really do appreciate it. All right, so we're going to give this Violet Flame invocation for the clearing of astral layers and Akashic records of entrapped souls. And what we're doing here is we're making calls for the Ascended Masters, for the Violet Flame, for our Archangel Michael, and we see a picture of Osiris here, actually. But for souls that are trapped in the astral realm, in the land of illusion, the emotional realm, to be free, to come up higher and be taken to healing retreats or the karmic board, where they will review any lifetimes that have trapped them down there and have some healing, and then learn in the classrooms, in the etheric retreats, which are the retreats of the ascended masters, and they are in the sixth dimension. So we're moving things up from the fourth, the lower fourth, to the sixth by making this call. And the astral realm itself, the emotional realm, needs to be 100% cleared out in order for this planet to ascend higher. So these are really important calls we're making today. And as we do them, we're actually making calls for our own soul parts that might have been trapped from previous lifetimes, from, frankly, unhappy endings now and then to different lifetimes, and from emotional trauma that may be caught in different pockets of the astral realm to be taken to healing retreats themselves and then returned to us. So these are important calls, and we're going to make them here together. The Violet Flame Invocation for Clearing of Astral Layers and Akashic Records of Entrapped Souls. We'll make this call together. In the name of my I Am Self, and within God's holy will, we call to beloved Osiris and the Violet Fire and all the Ascended Masters to manifest your presence on all layers of the astral plane and all pockets of separation, what is called hell, and transmute all illusion and unrealities that exist there, overshadow all individuals found in these regions, and cut them free from this plane of illusion, cut them free from all ignorance of the law, all hatred and mild dislike, jealousy and envy, all lust and false sexual desires, and all doubt and fear. Clear the Akashic Records layer upon layer of the lifetimes of these individuals trapped in the lower regions. Clear all records of war, family strife, fear, pride, anger, and feuding among peoples. Clear the records of pain, suffering, materialism, and ignorance of the law, of the divine laws and reality. Clear all erroneous doctrines in religious systems and educational systems. We claim the total freedom of all souls trapped in the astral plane of this planet to move into the light and to be taken to the etheric retreats. So we do call forth this now, Osiris. And we have a picture on this decree to Osiris. That's actually a picture I took. It's a picture of Black Butte, what's called Black Butte. We like to call it Temple Butte. And that is a home in the etheric realm. A retreat for Isis and Osiris, who are the showheads of meditation and enlightenment, and are becoming more, again, a part of our experience here, like they were in ages past, and they are beautiful beings of light, and they actually are solar logoi, so there is a sun in this galaxy that is the consciousness of Isis and Osiris, and all the planets that surround them, it's their sun, and so we're going to call with Isis now. I'm sorry, with Osiris, as we call to him, to help those souls move higher and those soul parts move higher from the astral to the etheric. We'll call together. In the name I Am That I Am, Master Hilarion, Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Lord Lanto, Master Moore, Saint Germain, Beloved Isis, Alpha and Omega, we give this call for the resurrection of Osiris into the light of our consciousness, that we surrender our egos into the waves of God and allow the second coming of Christ to shine through, we do decree. Lord of surrender, solitary one, soul of sacrifice, Father of the Son, teach us to let go, teach us to let be. Into your watery depth, teach us how to see. Rise, Osiris, resurrect, diminish the illusions of death. We ask that you unlock the gate unto you whose truth upholds great weight. Golden fields of liquid light, luminous lantern of the night, cool the earth with wind and rain, move the cycles of the vine and the grain. Rise, Osiris, resurrect, diminish the illusions of death. We ask that you unlock the gate unto you whose truth upholds great weight. We close our eyes and take a leap into the arms of the Lord of the Deep. In perfect trust, we let go of the fight. Beyond the darkness, you are infinite light. Rise, Osiris, resurrect, diminish the illusions of death. We ask that you unlock the gate unto you whose truth upholds great weight. Your gentle waves dissolve our pain. Through you we are made whole again. In the stillness we are free and one with all eternity. Rise, Osiris, resurrect, diminish the illusions of death. We ask that you unlock the gate unto you whose truth upholds great weight. And I think we're going to give a sealing on this one and move on to the next decree. We'll be sealing together. We accept this prayer manifest here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and that all souls may flow with the river of Christ's oneness. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. I'll pass it back to you, Rhonda.
Let us go to the next page, page 7, and give the mantra here to the angels of the deep together. Angels of the violet and blue flame rays, descend into the waters of the deep. Clear all fantasies, illusions, and plays. Expose the truth, let love make the leap. Angels of violet and blue flame rays, descend into the waters of the deep. Clear all fantasies, illusions, and plays. Expose the truth, let love make the leap. Angels of the violet and blue flame rays, descend into the waters of the deep. Clear all fantasies, illusions, and plays. Expose the truth, let love make the leap. And let us give that 3 more times. Michael, would you like to give 3?
Well, why don't we get Carice to give 3 if Carice is there? Do you have this one open, Carice?
She was able to download the book.
Yes, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Angels of the violet and blue flame rays, descend into the waters of the deep. Clear all fantasies, illusions, and plays. Expose the truth. Let love make the leap. Angels of the violet and blue flame rays, descend into the waters of the deep. Clear all fantasies, illusions, and plays. Expose the truth. Let love make the leap. Angels of the violet and blue flame rays, descend into the waters of the deep. Clear all fantasies, illusions, and plays. Expose the truth. Let love make the leap. I see we're moving on to the violet flame decree. Saint Germain.
Yes, Carice, go ahead and lead that too.
In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call forth the transmutation of entities, any areas of darkness. Therefore, we decree, I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling souls' dark night, lifting all from fear. Ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life. Freedom star, ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. Shall I go on 2 more times?
Yes, go give 2 more times. We're going to give this one a total of 9. So you can give 3, and then Michael can give 3, and then I'll give 3.
Thank you. I am the violet flame. God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free. God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear. Ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life. Freedom star, ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. And 1 more time. I am the violet flame. God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free. God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear. Ascension now is here. Violent, glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life. Freedom star, ignite. Violet, glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. Is that you, Michael, stepping forth for three more?
Yes, Michael.
Okay, yeah, I will do a few. All right, let's give the violet flame together. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of light, freedom, star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of light, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. And are we going to do 9 in total? I guess, Rhonda, you can maybe do 3 as well.
Okay, I'll do the last 3 here together. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting off from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful light, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful light, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am the being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires.
I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God is us. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God is us. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God is us. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God is us. Back to you, Michael, to finish it up.
Okay, well, we'll get the ceiling together then. I mean, we're going to get the ceiling right. So we accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all layers of darkness, and raise all into ascension of light. Oh, I guess you want me to do some more. Wait, I'll do a couple more of those. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Actually, we'll pass three of those to Carice, and then you can give us this healing, Carice. Thank you.
I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet. To bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory's mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. I'm afraid I have to bow out for the rest of the day. Blessings to you all.
Yeah, thanks for being here with us, Carice. We really appreciate having your flame here. And
yeah,
very, very great.
I want to bring more people to it. Thank you.
Yay.
All right.
Carice, it's nice to hear you.
Love y'all.
Love y'all. That was cool. Thank you, Nia. All right. Well, we're going to continue here on the violet flame. Clearing of the astral plane. This is invoking the violet light in the astral plane. Rhonda, you want to lead this page?
Okay, so this is page 9, invoking light together. Violet fire, come forth and shine on all illusions manifesting in the astral plane. Expose the truth in the midst of these fantasies and cut the souls free from these illusions and stories that are being outplayed over and over again as these souls are trapped in these false creations and desires. Let us give the mantra together. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Cut all souls free, O violet light. Bring them to the retreats of the light. Back to you, Michael.
All right. I'm going to get blessed the earth with violet light. And this is a beautiful decree, really envisioning the violet flame live on the air. We're blazing forth around the four lower bodies of Freedom Star, and it's called Bless the Earth with Violet Light. I do think I may have the other mic working, Rhonda. Maybe you can let me know if you can hear it okay when Jewel speaks, but she's not quite speaking yet. So we need to bless the with violet light together. It's on page. Got it? Okay. Hello, beloved Jewel.
Hello.
Okay, well,
hello, Jewel.
Oh, good.
See
Jewel.
On that
yeah.
Mic now.
Yeah, I think we're okay on it. So, okay, we're going to give the blessing of the violet light. Alright. In the name I am that I am. Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet plane, we call for the transmutation of All energies on this four lower bodies of planet Earth, they cause fear and doubt and separation and retrieve us from loving ourselves. And let us truly, this day, be the violet flame of loving ourselves and loving creation, knowing that we are more than the outer story, we're more than the do, we are divine God beings here. And all those little problems in our lives, when we take a step back and we look at them from the macrocosm view of life, they aren't so big anymore, because we really are one with that macrocosm of life. We are one with the big vision of God. And we can be in that big vision right now, seeing things as one rather than separate, and no longer looking at our own story, but looking at the big picture. The big picture is love, and our inner child is love. It's time to sing those songs of praise, provide a flame to all souls of light as we rise together. We'll call, therefore we decree. You want to make any calls to them? All together. Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle, violet herb, transformers, karma, purify the emotional health, now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle beams of violet light, place forth from cosmic beams of light. Transmute the cause and core of fear, hold in your arms all those so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray, stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet shattering fire blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page, ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. We're going to call together. Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle, violet girth. Transformers, karma, purify the emotional belt, now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle dreams of violet light blaze forth from cosmic beams of light. Transmute the cause and core of fear, holding your arms although so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray, stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet shattering fire blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a holy page, ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. One more time. Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle, violet earth. Transform earth's karma, purify the emotional belt, now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle rings of violet light, lay forth from cosmic beams of light. transmute the causing core of fear, holding your arms low, so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray, stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet, shattering fire, blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page, ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Get the final quote together. Three more times. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension light. Almighty I am in me, I am indeed thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And this next page, Jewel, perhaps you can lead us on this next page. Just maybe just speak a little bit, and we'll just make sure we can hear you okay. So we are back in Mount Shasta in a day and a half, and we're in our Ascension House, and I'm grateful to be here. I went to the lake yesterday. It was very beautiful, Lake Siskiyou, the heart chakra of Mount Shasta even. Actually, I know it's not the heart, but it's one of the chakras. I forget. I think it's the sacral chakra. So?
Yeah. Yeah, we're back in Mount Shasta now after a long travel. Can you hear me?
Donna, can you hear Jewel okay?
Yes, we can. As long as she continues to speak up, we can hear her. Thank you.
Beloved Saint Germain and Portia, Archangel Michael and Faith, we call for you and your violet blue flame angels to flood and flood the astral plane in death and hell with the violet blue flame and transmute and clear these planes of all astral creations not of the light. All entities and discarnates that have been formed due to the misuse of God's energy, and take all of these false creations to be cast into the light for transmutation. Expose the illusions of the matrix to the souls trapped there, and cut them free from these illusions. Expose the lie, 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 expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the lie, 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 expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth. Expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth.
Expose the
lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth.
And can we symbolize the liturgy?
In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, and all cosmic beings and high arts of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all opposition to the ultimate victory of planet Earth,
and we proclaim this victory
and agree. I am the violet flame, God's blessings from on high. Thy love is Saint Germain, each soul is free to fly. I am the violet peace, thy mighty I am name. All war and struggle cease, God harmony does reign. I am the violet joy, the earth of angels sing, inviting all to join the bell of freedom ring. I am the violet love, all one with heart to heart. The low on is the love, the waves will take its start. I am the violet light, the planet's great rebirth. The torch of love and light in the universe. I am the violet flame, the night forever gone. By oneness with thy name, our victory is won. I am the violet flame, God's blessing is from on high. By the love of Saint Germain, each soul is free to fly. I am the violet peace, thy mighty I am name. Our words shall the seas, God's harmony does reign. I am the violet joy, the earth with angels sing. Inviting all to join the battle of freedom rings.
I am the vibrant love for all one that starts of us. The light life is about me, haste to take its trust. I am the vibrant light, the planet's great rebirth, the source of love and light to the human universe. I am the vibrant flame, the night's forever gone. By oneness with thy name, our victory is won. I am the vibrant flame, God's blessing from on high. By love of Saint Germain, each soul is free to fly. I am the violet beast, by mighty I am made. While warring struggles cease, our harmony is unstained. I am the violet joy, the earth with angels sing. Inviting all to join the power of freedom ring. I am the violet love, all one with heart to heart. The name of the Lord is above, who grace to take its start. I am the violet light, the planet's great rebirth. The torch of love and light, the human universe. I am the violet chain that lights forever gone. By oneness with thy name, our victory is won. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for victory earth. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for victory of earth. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for victory of earth. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for victory of earth. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for victory of earth. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for victory of earth. Violet star, now blaze forth, clear the way for the victory of earth.
In this healing, we accept this prayer and manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet. Bless all souls of light, transmute all ends of darkness, and usher the earth and all mankind into the victory of Saint Germain's great golden age. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in thee. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, thou seals all in the love sublime.
Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Almighty I am.
And so it is. And we can now enter into a meditation. Talking here for a musical meditation. I'm thinking of maybe playing the meditation that we created, Joel and I created together in the studio. It's quite nice. But I could save that for another day. Maybe we could do a meditation today around the astral realm. Begin.
So, get that going, and then Rhonda, you can lead off into it if you want as well, and we can play a song. I might just play a different song today. So we'll call it.
Like,
what?
If you'd like, right, go ahead.
Oh, you did want to lead a meditation? Okay, go for it.
No, I'm saying if you'd like to, go ahead.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to play the one that we recorded, actually. So let's tune in our heart space, and we'll listen to this beautiful meditation that we recorded a week ago.
Mother are one. Today, we breathe in golden yellow liquid light that surrounds our being now. And as we breathe out the violet flame. And as we breathe in, we feel the light. Of our own Christ self entering into our four lower bodies now. Feeling our presence manifesting here now. Violet flame, golden light, I am more, I am in my heart space, I am in sacred space. I live in my heart chakra now. I live in the breath of my Christ self now. I feel my I am present. Manifesting here now. I live in the light of my I am presence. I feel the love of my I am presence here within me and around me. I know I am. I know I am love. I feel the healing resonance of Mother Mary come into oneness with me now. I feel the Divine Mother manifesting in my chakras, in my aura, in my physical body. Divine Mother Mary, come. Lead me upwards to the sun within. Help me remember I am. My inner child feels the mother's love. My beautiful, loving, creative, and fun, and worthy, and special inner child. You are loved, dearest one, dearest one, you are so very loved by Divine Mother Mary, by your own Christ self, by your beautiful and glorious I am presence. You little one, a special and unique and beautiful flame of God, created from the breath of Elohim, you come forth, little one, to show us the way. And today, healing is in the way of being within. Ascension is near. Ascension is here. Soul, awaken. Show us the way. Healing thought form fills you in every way. Conscious self, you are loved. Find the way home through the eye of the needle. Our little beautiful inner child shows us the way. Old hurts and pains are falling away. Forgiveness reigns, for it's the dawn of our new day. A glorious rebirth, a whole new earth begins with you, little one, arising in the light. Hear the sounds, see the lights of sacred space enfolding you, surrounding you, within and without. Love fills the air, and this is the love of the Divine Mother here. Space within that special door is opened. Your secret garden in your heart. Enter into this sacred garden. Always it is there, always protected, always bright. A special place for you day and night. Soul of love, soul of life. Divine Mother Mary, come, lead us inward to the sacred garden within. Show us the way, inner child, for you we pray. The love of the world you are today. Worldly cares, desires, worries too, they fall away. It's a brand new you. It's a brand new I am. Days of old are but purity's ray, are the violet flame, are the healing thought form. And now we maintain sacred space, we maintain the healing thought form, we maintain the purity of our being, we maintain our connection with you, soul awakening, love awakening, divine mother's love we feel as we follow the way. Secret garden is within, always there, always open, and we're ready to be more today. As we breathe in golden light and we breathe out violet flame, Mother Mary stays with us, and yet we awaken back into the arms of the mother in the realms of the material realms, the third dimension, and yet we are more because we are feeling the oneness that is beyond compare. The oneness of love, the oneness of more. We awaken brighter than ever before. Today is our day to shine like the sun. Eternally now, our victory is won. We are sealed, we are healed, we are purified, we are protected. Every step of the way, Mother Mary and Violet Flame, show us the way. Inner child, you are healed, sacred spaces within. Today we awaken and we win. The love of Freedom Star awakens with us too. Thank you for choosing to be soul of light and love. It's time to be more of you.
So we are. Thank you for hearing that meditation, for intuning, for awakening, and being more. And that's a meditation that you and I were inspired to create together in the studio. It's partially an experiment, and I do feel it's a good indication of things to come, you and I working together. It's very alchemical, and it's very loving. So that's just the beginning of many, many meditations I think we're going to be creating here together. And I enjoyed that one. I do enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to creating more, actually. I'm going to be back in the studio in November. It's very exciting. A big part for me and part of the meditation I like is really just knowing the inner child has a safe place, a safe retreat within, no matter what's going on the outer, no matter where we are in the world or who's saying what to us or what the situation is. The inner child can become quite scared sometimes if it doesn't feel like it's in a safe place, and that's when maybe the ego or the dweller steps in to protect it. But if we as a Christ being, as a loving parent ourselves to our inner child, can step in and say, it's okay, and comfort our inner child and say, I love you no matter what, and show our inner child the way through the doorway in our heart to a secret garden that resides there, that's only in our own hearts, a special sacred space that's created just for us. And as we give the decrees, we're actually reinforcing that sacred space. As we continue in peace, we're reinforcing that sacred space. And the inner child can go in the sacred space in our heart. And therefore, our inner child doesn't need to try to take over and doesn't need to try to protect itself and insulate itself. It doesn't need to connect with an ego or a dweller to protect it, that it can actually be put in a sacred space where it can play and connect with the masters even, and connect with angels and really connect with nature and be in that sacred space within, where we are that loving parent and that loving adult and the loving Christ. And no need for an ego, no need for a dweller, no need for a critic, just need for light to be who we are and to be the parent, to be the grown-up in the situation. Allow our child to be in that sacred space. And so instead of letting our child just act out or speak up or the dweller, we focus on recognizing the inner child has a safe space in our hearts. And we can connect with our child there. We can place them there. And when something's happening on the outer, we can actually focus on the inner child playing in that sacred space in our hearts, being present there. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for clearing out the astral realm with the violet flame, the blue flame with Archangel Michael being the light of the world. It is our time to be more. 2012, and the light is descending, and it's pushing out the darkness. And sometimes that might feel a little difficult for us. But what we see when we see darkness increasing in any way in our world, whether it's in politics or in our family or in any part of life, what's really going on is it's just coming to the surface so it can be released. It's not becoming more powerful than the light in no way, shape, or form. The darkness, the days of the darkness are ending. And to end, the tares have to be separated from the wheat. So the tares, meaning the weeds are being separated and the wheat is being harvested. So if we do feel some negative energies coming up around us or within us, just remember that's just energy we can now surrender and we can be more of. And it's okay. It's okay to have that happen. That's part of the shift. Sometimes we're not always going to be feeling A-okay as we climb this cosmic ladder. But that's a part of healing, actually. And loving ourselves is really the key through it all. Rhonda?
Yes, I love that. And, you know, this whole album is so exciting. I'm looking so forward to having it released so that all can purchase and order it. It's so beautiful. The songs, the meditations, everything is truly a God victory to get this out. And we'll have it available for the public soon. So that'll be a really wonderful thing. I know that for me, whenever I go about my daily activities and the things that I do just to get my life to work, well, you know, my life is working no matter what, but it's to get it in order, to get it working more smoothly. And I have to remind myself that it's really all about simply allowing the flow to happen, to just get into the flow and not really worry about whether or not it's happening the way I desire it to. And because it isn't about my personal desires, the flow often takes us in places that we would never have chosen ourselves. If we had thought to, or been allowed to make a choice, we would not have made that choice. We wouldn't have gone in, you know, the particular direction that the flow takes us. And yet I have always been happy to stay with going with the flow rather than trying to control things and make them happen my way. And the reason why is because when I go with the flow, I find myself later looking back and going, wow, if I had not just done that, gone with the flow in that particular situation, I wouldn't have experienced what I experienced just down the road. Truly wonderful victory, a wonderful, magnificent, exciting thing that happened. And so I have learned to open myself up to not trying to control everything that happens in my life, to just allow the flow to be that one important thing, the moment, to just let it take me. Now, I'm not saying that I don't have some control over my destiny, but my control over my destiny is my ability to say yes or no to a situation and the co-creating with that flow. That as the flow maneuvers me here and there, I co-create it with it, I move with it, I dance with it, because it is, life is like a dance, and I allow myself to be that creative essence as it's flowing around me. And so it is me choosing to be a part of it, choosing to be in it, choosing to be in that ocean of life. And it's very important to do that, because in doing that, then we're not trying to project our own illusions upon our life. We're not trying to make things happen our way. And as a result, we're completely moving with our true reality, being in our true reality. So it's beautiful songs. I've heard quite a few of them now, and they're so lovely, and I'm really excited about this new album. I'm also glad to hear that you guys are back in Shasta now, so that sounds great. How is that going? You got back yesterday, right?
Well, you know, it certainly is a special part of the world, and very, very blue skies. There haven't been any chemtrails since we've been back, and actually that started way back. It's been about 4 or 5 months now, very few chemtrails. The light is rising in Shasta, and there is an incoming light coming this year, which means energy. There's energy coming to help this planet shift in consciousness, ascend now. And it's going to be coming possibly even this December. But I do know Mount Shasta is a place where a lot of that light is going to come. And we are going to be having a conference here, Ascension Summit, on December 21st. And I think it's about December 17th to the 22nd of this year. So maybe you'll be inspired to join us. We'll have details of that up very soon. December 17th to 22nd of this year. A big event here in Mount Shasta. It's going to be a lot of fun. And who knows, maybe there'll be an incredible amount of energy come from the cosmic host to sponsor the ascension of the planet. And where's it going to land? Well, might as well look in your own backyard if you're an American. Or if you're not, maybe you'll be inspired to join us here anyway. Mount Shasta, California, crown chakra of the planet. Some people are going to other places like Mexico and South America, the pyramids in Giza. And yet I really am feeling like Mount Shasta is a very important place to be. Crown chakra for Lemuria, it was as well. And it's actually been prophesized as a place where the light would originally come through Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who was the messenger of the Ascended Masters. So to me, it feels really good to be back in this very sacred space, in this very energetic space, in this very beautiful space. We went down to the river yesterday, and I feel the elemental life here. They're very powerful and very loving, and certainly different than Asheville, North Carolina, or Portland. There's not as many trees here. It's not quite as lush. The trees are a little different. They're more like, I guess you could call them Christmas trees around here. But it certainly is still very beautiful, and I'm grateful to be back. Did you want to share anything, Gil?
Yeah, it's nice to be back in my home, although I don't really feel like I'm back yet in my home. Slow re-entry for me. We've been on the road for a month. Been staying with lots of different people in different places, and I think whenever you take a journey outside of your home, it definitely changes you, which is why travel is so amazing and people vacate their lives, vacation, in order to vacate their lives and step away, I guess, from the routine so that we have a chance to step back and take a look at our lives, like reading a good book or watching a movie for 2 hours, which is more vacation from the routine of life, to step back and meditation and the creeds of the thing, the show, and stepping back from the cycle of life. It definitely was a routine trip and also vacation and and experience new states and people and buildings.
Something's wrong with the sound. We're not hearing that last, that very last part just now.
I'm sorry, Wanda, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you. There was the last two sentences just before this. The sound went out for a minute, but I can hear you now.
Rhonda can hear you now.
She's having trouble hearing
you. You don't have the speakers turned on, so I can hear you. I can't hear them.
Okay, she's not talking anymore.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking to Jewel, Rhonda. Jill would like to finish your thoughts, I think.
Can you hear me now, Rhonda?
Yes, it comes and goes. Yeah, evidently, that mic is having its issues. So.
It's very difficult for me to control so everybody can hear each other. I need you to speak, and then I can put her back on, okay? I'm having some...
So this vacation for a while has definitely changed us a lot, and I'm speaking for myself, and I'm speaking for other people, so I can speak for myself.
I'm healing personally, and not loud properly.
That mic
does not work at all. Personally, I'm tired from being in the world for months. I'm having a really bumpy now with the natural technology issues that can happen when we step away. Because of the change when we're traveling, I guess we don't really enter the world that we left. Come back to a new beginning. So I'm not quite sure where I'm at right now. I'm in Shastri, probably doesn't feel so here by the clock and traveling. It's still a little bit of confusion in my body. So I'm doing a lot of things to get done this month and for the year again. So I think it's important to take into consideration, especially when you do this young work, to have the space and community to do that, and the safety, as Michael mentioned, and the time for ourselves, and to overwhelm ourselves with life and things to do, and other people's needs, and other people's energies, and other people's agendas, and what to give ourselves to, especially when we come back from trips. We can find ourselves in our ground beings and who we are, and who we become, and who we can do. So integration is my contribution to the show today. It's great to do the purification and all of the work that we do, and it's also very important to take time to integrate into the
I understand, Nana. I heard you.
Okay, good.
Okay. So we are, thank you, Jill, for sharing, and the integration indeed is key right now.
And thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it. And we can hear you again, Rhonda. And so we're going to now have any last sharing before we get the sealing of the service together. And we are going to work on technology for next week. Hopefully we'll have that solved by then. So, all right. Rhonda, would you like to lead us in the sealing of the service?
Okay, so this is the final page of the service, the sealing of the service together. In the name I am that I am, we call for the sealing of this service and all of the energies invoked. We ask that these energies be multiplied by the power of the 3 times 3 and 10,000 times 10,000, to go forth to bless all mankind and inspire them to greater heights of cosmic consciousness and awareness, of freedom's fame and the victory of planet Earth as freedom's star. In the name of the Christ consciousness, we claim our victory in the light. It is done. It is finished. It is sealed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And thanks for helping clear the astral realm today. We're going to listen to Innocence by Miriam Stockley here. Resonates with Mother Mary. So, Mother Mary, thanks for being with us here today.
Journey made.
Very much for joining us on By the Plane Saturdays. We're going to be having our weekly radio shows on Ascension Radio, and that's going to be starting on Monday at blogtalkradio.com/ascensionnow. And thank you for choosing to be the light of the world.